Hey guys, alright, so like I said on the first part of this series, I know I might have missed some people, and I'm still on the road, and thankfully I just remembered, you know, one of the key guys we just brought in, and that's Shaquille Barrett. I'm kind of happy that I forgot, because now for, you know, this part two episode of Driving with the Fins here on the Flame Entertainment and Sports, I get to talk about, you know, the pass rushing group. And yeah, so we signed Shaquille Barrett, of course, All-Pro, Super Bowl champion. He's had, you know, incredible, you know, seasons with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and now he's, you know, one of the newest members of the Miami Dolphins. He's a hell of a pass rusher. He's a great leader, well respected amongst his, you know, teammates in Tampa. The coaches loved him. He just seems like one of those guys that the coaches use as, you know, an example, but, you know, to the younger players to, you know, look up to and learn from. So I'm very happy that he's now part of the Dolphins, and this specifically allows me to have a part two. Me forgetting, you know, to mention him in the first episode allows me, right, to you know, do a part two, because obviously the pass rushing department on the Dolphins as a whole is, you know, at an interesting, you know, type of point right now, because of course Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb are top two pass rushers. Of course, they suffered, you know, major injuries, you know, this past season, so we don't really know when they're gonna be available, when they're gonna be ready to go. And even if I say, oh, they're ready to go, we don't necessarily know if they'll be 100%. Like I said, they're both coming off of major injuries, so of course having Barrett, most likely to begin the year, he'll most likely be our lead pass rusher. And even when and if, you know, God willing, you know, Phillips and Chubb come back, to add Barrett to that group is just an amazing thing. I think he'll fit in perfectly. But yeah, I think, you know, with the absence of, yeah, your top two pass rushers, to bring in a veteran with that, you know, championship experience, with that veteran leadership, with the high IQ, you know, play that he has, I think it's a huge signing for the Dolphins. And yeah, another great value contract by Chris Greer and company. It's a one-year deal for around $7 or $8 million, something like that. So yeah, I think that's another, you know, amazing signing. And like I said, look, now, yeah, it's part two of Driving with the Fins here on the podcast. And yeah, I'm very intrigued, you know, by this group. Another guy to mention, obviously, I talked about him in part one of this little, you know, Driving with the Fins series. Andrew Van Ginkel obviously became, you know, that number one pass rusher for us to end the season. Of course, now he's gone to Minnesota, as I talked about in part one. And of course, Cameron Good. He was a late round pick a couple years ago. Last year, it was Chubb, and, you know, Phillips went down, and we were suffering injury after injury, specifically, you know, on the defensive line. Good began to get, you know, more reps, more playing time, and he looked really good, unfortunately. He also suffered a major injury, a season-ending injury. So we don't know when he's coming back as well. Those are three, you know, actually four pass rushers. Basically, four pass rushers, right, from a year ago are, you know, one of them's gone for sure. And then the three other ones are recovering from injury. So you're bringing in Shaq Barrett. Of course, another guy to mention, I didn't talk about him either. And look, it fits in perfectly to part two. I forgot about him too, because talking defensive ends and, you know, pass rushers here. Emmanuel Agba. He spent, what, around 4 or 5 years with the Dolphins. He was one of the first signings of the Chris Greer era. He played a pivotal role, specifically in his first 2 years with the Dolphins. He did a great job, had a hell of a run. Unfortunately, you know, towards the last couple years, injuries kind of killed him. And then last year, you know, he was more healthy than he had been in a while. But there was kind of a lack of production. He did get playing time, and he's just getting older, and I think it was time to move on. So look, that's actually five pass rushers from last year that we're talking about now. But like I said, I love this addition of Shaq Barrett. I think he's going to do a hell of a job. He's going to help out young guys or whoever else we bring in, you know, to pass rush. And yeah, I think it's a hell of a pickup. Sorry about that. Coffee here, my throat's dry, you know, from all the talking. But that said, I think, you know, this is obviously a much shorter episode than the, you know, part one, because obviously in part one I had a multitude of topics that I covered. Here is one specific area, which is the, you know, pass rushing department of the Miami Dolphins, as it currently stands, you know. So yeah, just, you know, a couple quick thoughts there on Barry, on, you know, Phillips and Chubb and all that. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed, you know, part two of this series. Once again, I apologize if the audio is a little shaky or there's some annoying background noise. Once again, I'm driving, so I'm recording, you know, on the voice memos app on my iPhone. So there you go. But yeah, with all that said, once again, as always, make sure to check out SeatGeek, one of the best ticketing apps out there. Make sure to use our code ROBCAO, R-O-B-C-A-O, for $20 off your first ticket purchase. As I always say, my favorite part about SeatGeek is that each deal is rated on a scale from 0 to 10. So they really do their part in helping you find the best value possible. So yeah, with all that said, thank you guys again for tuning in. Once again, make sure to follow us on Instagram at @theflame_ES and at @ROBCAO. And until next time, everyone, take care.